Holiness, holiness is what I long for. Holiness is what I need. Is what you want for me. Holiness, holiness is what I long for. Holiness is what I need. Holiness, holiness is what you want for me. For me, take my heart and mold it. Take my mind, transform it. Take my will, conform it to yours, O Lord. Righteousness, righteousness is what I long for. Righteousness is what I need. Righteousness, righteousness is what you want for me. Take my heart and mold it. Take my mind. Transform it. Take my will. Conform it to yours, O Lord. Take my mind and mold it. Take my heart, transform it. Take my will and conform it to yours, O Lord. Holiness. Holiness is what I long for. Holiness is what I need. Holiness, holiness is what you want for me. Is what you want for me. What you want for me. Most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for yet another day that you have made, another day that you blessed us to be able to see. Another day that you have woken us up in the morning with our right minds. Another day that you have blessed us with the use and activity of our limbs. Another day, God, that you have blessed us with a reasonable portion of health and strength. Lord, we say another day, oh God, because your consistency on how you handle us and your consistency on how you treat us every single day remains the same. Your love, it never fails. Your love, it never runs out. Your love never gives up on us. And every single morning, oh God, that you bless us and allow us to be able to see is another day that we can live up under, another day that we can experience the fullness of your love, the fullness of your blessings, the fullness of your power, oh God. And for that, God, we are grateful. We're grateful for another opportunity to say yes to your will and to say yes to your way as we take our time this morning early to seek you while you may yet be found. Oh God, the flesh doesn't want to be up right now. It would prefer to be sleeping, but our spirit man has a desire, oh God, to be in your presence, to be in so God, and to draw near unto thee. For if we draw near unto thee, O God, you said that you would draw nigh unto us as well. And we make it in this day, O God. We can live in this day and time, Lord. We can be successful in this day and time unless the Lord our God, the King of kings and the Lord of lords, is on our side. So God, we find ourselves constantly chasing after you, seeking after you, O God, because you have the answer to the problems of the world today. And not only do you have the answer to the problems of the world, but you have the answers and the solutions, O God, to the trials and the tribulations that come my way in my life. I thank you, oh God, that you won't allow me, that you won't put no more on me than I can bear. So everything that's in my life right now, the weights and the trials and the temptations and the hindrance, oh God, there are things that I can bear because you won't put no more on me, any more on me than I can bear. Oh God, and I want to say thank you for knowing just how much I can bear. You are not a God that crushes. You are not a God that destroys. You God that has a desire to kill, but you've come, oh God, that we might have life. You've come that we have might have life, and that more abundantly. And so, God, you come to so that we might live and not die. And I'm grateful for that because the enemy of this world, he comes to steal, kill, and to destroy. He comes to do everything he can to put us under subjection, to place us up under his thumb, to control us and to dictate the things in our lives. You came that we might have life. And I thank you for being a God of the living and not the God of the dead. You're a God that can raise anything from the dead. Lord, you can raise our despair from the dead. You can raise our dreams from the dead. You can raise our hopes for the dead. Oh, God, you can raise anything from the dead. There's nothing that's too hard for you. There's nothing that you can't solve. There's nothing that you can't make whole. And, Lord, so we put all of our hope, we put all of our desires, we put all of our aspirations in your hands because your hands are sure hands. Your hands are the ones, oh God, that created us and shaped us and formed us in your image, oh God. Oh God, and then you breathe the breath of life into us, Lord. You breathe the breath of life into us so that we should live and not die. You breathe the breath of life into us so that we might have a relationship with you, oh God. We are your people. Oh God, we are a chosen generation, Lord. You gave your only begotten son so that you might have a relationship with each and every single one of us, oh God. Not just one nation, not just one people, but Lord, you came that each and every one of us may experience the fullness of your glory. Oh God, may experience the fullness of your love. Oh God, may experience the fullness of your power, oh God, each and every day of our lives. We don't have to let a day go by, oh God, without feeling your anointing, God, without experiencing your glory, oh God. We don't have to let a day go by, oh God, without basking in your presence. So, Lord, what I ask, oh God, as we go forward in this prayer, Lord, is that you would come to more and have your way. Move and fall afresh on us right now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, because if there's anything in us that's unlike you, we need you to shine your light in us, oh God. We need you to do a full inspection, God, not just a little a basic inspection, Lord. Oh God, that you'll come and check the peripheral, oh God, but we need you to go inside of us and shine your light in us, oh God, and create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. We need you to go deep down, oh God. Oh God, where that hate is, oh God. And we need you to shine your light on us, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we need you to go deep down, oh God, where that unforgiveness is, oh God. Oh God, and shine a light on it, Lord. Oh God, so it will be revealed, and, oh God, and take it out of us, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we want you to go deep down inside of us, Lord, and shine your light, oh God, on that lying, that cheating, oh God, that backbiting and that stealing, oh God, and that ungodliness, Lord, that's deep down within our persons, God. And we need you to shine your light on it, oh God, and rebuke it and cast it out of us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. It's our desire to come before you, God. And your word declares that only those that can come before you are the ones with clean hands and a pure heart, not lifted up their soul to vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. That's who can enter into your most holy place. And that's the place that we want to be, God, in the most intimate place that we can be in presence, or in your presence, Lord. We don't want to be, oh God, in the outer walls or the outer gates, outer courts, Lord. We don't even want to be just in the inner courts, Lord. But our desire, oh God, is to be in the holies of holies, oh God, basking in your presence, oh God, being in your glory, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we desire to be near to you, as near as can be, God, as can be, Lord. We don't want to reside on the outside, Lord, because the outside, God, is just get a scant feeling or a scant anointing of your touch. But, Lord, if I can touch the hem of your garment, Lord, I don't need to feel the piercing in your side. I don't need to put my hands in the holes that are in your hand. Lord, if I can just touch the hem of your garment, God. Oh, God, where your anointing flows. Oh, God, where your presence is full, oh, God. Oh, in the name of Jesus, if I could just get to you, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, then I understand, oh, God, then I know without a shadow of a doubt, Lord, that I'm with you, oh, God, and that you are with me, oh, God, and that you'll never leave me and that you'll never forsake me, God. If I can just be at the hem of your garment, Lord, I even wash your feet, oh, God, whatever it takes, oh, God, to be close to you, Lord, I'm willing to do, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, because you mean that much to me. There's nothing else that's more important, oh God. My job is not more important, oh God. My wife, Lord, even though I love her, God, is not more important than you, God. Money and bills, oh God, cars and houses, Lord, none of those things are more important, you, God. You mean the world to me, and Lord, I'm desperate for you, oh God, this morning. Hallelujah. As that deer panted after the water brook, so does my soul, God. It longs after thee. It longs for your presence. It longs for your anointing. It longs for you to abide in me. Lord, I must admit, Lord, I'm not always a willing vessel or a good host to be in. I'm not always a good place to dwell. And so, Lord, I ask that you would shine your light in your people right now. Oh, God, and reveal those things that make you uncomfortable in these temples that don't belong to ourselves. Oh, God, come and sweep over our souls even now, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, sweep over our souls. Oh, God, sweep over our bodies, oh, God, and sweep over our hearts, Lord, that our houses may be clean, that our houses may be a place where your spirit can dwell in, oh, God, and he'll have full reign and full authority and full power to move on our behalf, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we give him authorship or ownership of our heart. We give him the permission, oh, God, to move any way he feels shaped to move, oh, God. We say yes to his will and yes to your way, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We surrender all, oh, God. We surrender our selfish thoughts. Surrender our selfish will. God, we surrender our selfish actions. And Lord, we say yes to you right now, God. What the world needs now is love. They don't need, God, more selfishness. They don't need more haughtiness. Lord, they don't need more foolishness. Lord, in our read a scripture, oh God, this morning that said that out of the abundance of the heart speaketh the mouth, Lord. So, Lord, if you are not within us, Lord, when we speak, oh God, we'll speak those things
uplifting. We'll speak those things that will not build up. Oh, God, we'll speak those things that are not encouraging. Lord, we'll speak those things that do not bring about life, Lord. So, God, come the Lord and have your way, God, and create in us a clean heart, Lord, and renew a right spirit within us right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We need your glory, oh, God. The world needs to see the Spirit of God and the love of God in this world today. So we need you to make us into the vessels that we need for us to be. And it has to first start in our hearts. Oh, God, because our hearts, God, some of our hearts are made of stone. And you said, I'm going to turn your heart away from a stony heart into a fleshy heart. A heart of compassion. A heart that loves. A heart that looks past selfish desires. And looks not on its own thing, looks on the things of others. So we need you to transform us. Holiness is what we long for. Holiness is what we need. Holiness is what you long for us to be. You're looking for a people that will worship you in spirit and in truth. And to be holy because you are holy. Lord, you're not willing to take people that compromise. Lord, you're not willing for people to give you part-time love and part-time submission and part-time obedience. Lord, you're looking for a church without spot and without blemish. So take our hearts and mold it. Take our mind, transform it. Take our wills and conform it to yours, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, make us over again this morning. Make us over again, God, that what we speak out and what we put out and how we express ourselves will be, oh, God, exuded or just overwhelmed, oh, God, and dripping with holiness and dripping with righteousness. It doesn't matter what people say. It doesn't matter how people react, God, whether they're aggressive to our left speaking or our holy speaking, Lord. Oh, God, it's with loving kindness will we draw. Oh, God, it's not with foolishness. It's not with anger. It's not with frustration, but it's with love do we draw. Oh, God, compassion do we draw. Oh, God, holiness do we draw. Holiness, Lord, is what we long to be this morning. We long to be a holy, peculiar people. You've been called out of darkness into your marvelous light. Help us, oh God, today to walk worthy of our calling. We've been called to an excellent work, each of us and every one of us, Lord, because we are many members of one body. All members have the same office. And, Lord, we are one church. Lord, we have so many denominations that are butting their heads against each other and comparing one another and saying this is the greatest church and all that stuff. But you are the greatest church, the body of Christ, your body. You represent the church. And, Lord, we just want to walk holy. We want to walk worthy. We want to walk acceptable unto you. Help us to put away, oh God, the childish things. I believe it was Paul says when I was a man, 1 Corinthians 13, I put away childish things. We allow so many childish things to dictate what we do. We allow so many childish things to direct us, and when we make our decisions and when we respond to others, Lord, we allow so many childish things, oh God, to lead, guide, and direct us, Lord. But I declare right now, Lord, that we want to put away childish things, Lord, so that you might get the glory out of our lives. Lord, that means that we must take some more time to pray. For men ought to always pray and not faint. Lord, that means that we would have to take more time to put this flesh into subjection and fast, Lord. Because fasting and prayer, God, these times come out by fasting and praying, Lord God. We have to make sure that we're not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together. So that means we'll be at prayer, praise, and study. We'll be at Bible study. We'll be at pastoral teaching. We'll be at Sunday school, oh God. God, we need a makeover, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. in our hearts, Lord, that we are thirst after you, that we are hunger after you, oh God, that we'll press our way to get to you no matter what. Because you are the most important thing. You are what the world needs today. You are what I need today. Oh God, come the more and have your way in the hearts and the minds of your people to reassure us, to revive us, refresh us. Lord, as we are here right now praying, this is our time of waiting. Oh Lord, because there could be other things that we can do. Some of us, God, could be sleeping. Oh God, some of us can be occupied at work. Oh God, some of us could be on our social media, whatever it is. Lord, things that are not as important as you are. But, Lord, there's things that could be taking us away. But you said, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. So as we wait upon you, as we take time to pray, and not just have a one-way discussion, Lord. Oftentimes we pray, and it's just a one-way discussion. God, I need you to do this. God, I need you to make a way. God, I need you to do this. But we never take time to say, Lord, what is it that you need for me to do? Lord, come to me and have your way in my life and have your way in my heart, Lord, because I understand that you, if you've begun a good work in me, if you allow something to start in me, God, then you're able to perform it, Lord. There's nothing that comes upon us, Lord, that will overrun us and overwhelm us, because you won't put no more on us than we can bear. And so since you know the thoughts that you think towards me, Lord, since you know the plans that you have for my life, Lord, what is it that you need for me to do? Take away the spirit of selfishness, oh God, and give us a heart to submit. Submit to your will and to submit to your way, oh God, because there's more in this life than houses and land. There's more in this life, Lord, than what are we going to wear? What are we going to eat? Oh God, there's so much more that we can gain in this world. We would just seek you first, your kingdom, your righteousness. And then everything that we need will be added unto us. Break through the bubbles, oh God, that we placed around you, the box that we placed you in. God, we need you to perform a breakthrough in our hearts and a breakthrough in our minds, Lord, that we may see the invisible, believe the impossible, oh God, and do the invincible, God. Let us, God, do those things, oh God, that expand, enlarge our territories, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, help us to believe, oh God, that you can do anything but fail, oh God. Help us to believe, oh God, that you can do the impossible. Possible in the mighty name of Jesus. Help us, oh God, to expand your reach and authority in our lives. You are on time, God. You don't have to wait. But Lord, everything that we need for you to do, all the miracles we need you to perform, God, you're able to perform them just right on time. We have to be willing to trust you. We have to be willing to believe that you can, and we have to be willing to believe that you will. Too often we find ourselves believing for someone else, but not believing for our own selves. Take away that doubt. Take away that confusion. Take away that belief right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. What you're willing to do for one, you're also willing to do for others. You are a miracle worker. You are a problem solver. You are a heart fixer. Lord, you are a mind regulator. Oh, God, you are a restorer of the breach. Thank you, Jesus, God. God, you are our kinsman redeemer, God. You're everything that we need you to be and more. We find out how great you are by hiding your word in our heart. Because the more word that we have in our heart, the more, God, less likely we'll sin against thee. Because we'll know how to speak those things that are not as though they were in our lives, and to speak your authority and speak your power into our lives. We don't have to speak those things that are not as though they were, because that's what you do. But we can believe, God, that you can speak into our lives for things that we cannot see.
Some of us need healing in our bodies. Some of us need a breakthrough in our finances. Some of us need you to save our children or save our spouses, save our loved ones, Lord. Some of us need you, oh God, to just reassure us, Lord, that everything is going to be all right. But whatever our petitions are this morning, we lay them before your throne of grace. And we ask that you would come tomorrow and have your way in our hearts and have your way in our lives and have your way in our minds right now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We place our lives in your hands. Lord, you know just what we need and more. Steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Order our steps today, oh God, that we may draw nigh to thee. Your presence is where I long to be. In your arms is where I long to be at. In your presence, God, the fullness of joy, everything that we need is in you. And so, Lord, we submit ourselves to you. We surrender ourselves to you. Come the more and have your way in our hearts and our minds and our souls today. And do it for your glory and for your honor. Lord, there's danger seen and unseen and damage and destruction in the land. I have a petition, Lord, that has been left for me here at the church for prayer for Puerto Rico. Lord, it's been an area in the Caribbean, an area that has been left for forsaken, Lord, left to die upon its own. After destructive hurricanes that passed their way. Missionary Howard has family out there, Lord, and the people are suffering. Lord, they don't have electricity. They don't have good, clean water. They don't have food, Lord, and they don't have shelter over their homes. Lord, I ask, God, that you would have mercy upon them right now and send the resources that they need, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, when the children of Israel, they wandered around the wilderness, Lord, you provided them with manna from heaven, and you provided them with water to drink in the mighty name of Jesus. You're not a respecter of persons, and you're not a God that cannot do the same miracles that you did back in biblical days. Lord, we believe that you can, and we believe that you can do it in this day and time. So, Lord, I ask, God, that you would send in the relief right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let those without food, oh God, be able to find a healthy, good, nourishing food. Not stuff that will cause them to be sick. Not stuff that will cause them, oh God, not to be well. But God, send fresh water, Lord. Send fresh, oh God, manna from heaven right now, Lord, and fall afresh in those areas in Puerto Rico, oh God, in the Dominican Republic, and all the areas in the Caribbean, Lord, that have been affected by the recent hurricanes. Lord, in the name of Jesus, cover the people, God. Cover your people right now. Help the cream that's in those areas, God, to rise to the top, Lord, and the cream is your people. It's your people, God, that you've anointed. Give them the words of encouragement, oh God, to breathe light into their brothers and their sisters that are discouraged, oh God. It appears that all hope is gone. But if they woke up this morning, oh God, and you gave them the use of activity of their lives, and you have breathed a breath of life into them, Lord, there is hope yet still today. Because it's another opportunity, God, that you can show yourself mighty. And you can show yourself strong on their behalf. Mind those that are stealing. Lord, I heard that some people are stealing generators that are powering some of the lights that are going on in the city. Oh, God, the enemy, he tries to come in, and he tries to come in with the full kill switch, Lord. He tries to come in and destroy completely, Lord. He tries to come in and get into the hearts and the minds of the people where they're weak and where they're down, Lord. But, Lord, let them not be confused. Let them not be overwhelmed. But, Lord, help them to understand in their weakness, oh, God, you are made strong. Show yourself strong on their behalf right now, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, show yourself mighty on their behalf, Lord. In the name of Jesus, show yourself and the world who you are. You are an awesome God. You are a God that never fails. You are a God that never falls short of your glory, God. And we can put our trust in you, oh God. We can believe in you, God, because you remain the same. But you told us in your word that if my people, which have been called by my name, would just humble themselves and pray. Your people to pray. not just in Puerto Rico, not just in the Caribbean islands that are suffering, but God, if the people across the nation would pray, people across the world would pray, if we would just take time to ask you to have mercy and to show yourself mighty on our behalf. Show us your glory, God. Let a roaring rainbow pop up in the midst of one of those places, God, to remind them and let them know that you are a promise keeper, God. Show yourself mighty, God. Show a sign, oh God, to reassure the people that everything is going to be all right. Some people need signs, Lord. That's why you gave us the rainbow. Some people need to see to believe it. And so, God, for those that need to see it, Lord, reassure them, Lord. Thomas even said that he ain't going to believe unless he sees it. So you said, huh, Thomas, if you need to see it, come on, put your hand on my side. If you need to put your hand in the holes of my head, come on and do it. Blessed are those who don't need to see, but yet believe. I'm one, oh God, that I don't need to see it to believe it. I believe that you're mighty. I believe that you're all that and more. I believe that you can, and I believe that you will in the mighty name of Jesus. I believe that you can move mountains. Lord, I believe that you can heal broken hearts. Lord, I believe that you can heal, deliver, and set free. Lord, I believe that you can make clean water out of dirty water. Lord, I believe that you can drop manna from on high, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I believe that you can heal from all manner of sickness and disease, oh God. And I don't need to see it, but to believe it, Lord, I just believe. I believe your word, oh God, as it says it in your word, God. I believe that you can do it. So, Lord, if you can go by just my belief, but do it for your glory, do it for your honor. Pray for those that are in Texas and Louisiana, Lord, that are still experiencing the effects of their hurricane. We pray for those in Mexico, Lord, who have suffered under a numerous, Lord, earthquakes over the past couple of weeks. Have mercy upon the nations. Have mercy upon the land, God. We are sorry, God. We've sinned against you as a nation, Lord. Forgive us for our apostasy, Lord. Forgive us for putting other gods before you. Forgive us for making man our God. Forgive us for making our jobs our gods. Forgive us for making the stock market and our friends and our loved ones, oh God, our gods before you. Oh God, forgive us, Lord, today. For seeking after the things of this world instead of seeking you first. Come up to you as a smell, God, that you cannot, oh God, fathom and that you cannot be content with. So, Lord, you are cleaning up the land. Mercy upon us, Lord. We ask that you would have mercy. Give us of all of our sins. Give us of all of our unrighteousness. Clean us up from the crowns of our heads to the soles of our feet. Holiness is what we long for. Holiness is what we need, God. We want to be a holy people, God. We want to be holy and acceptable unto you, Lord. That's the reasonable service that we can offer unto you, Lord. Make us holy. Remind us to pray. We would just pray. Our lands will be healed. You'll forgive our sins. And you'll heal our lands, God. You would do that if we would just take time to pray. But to put our hearts and our minds, I focus in on you, because when we are focusing on you, Lord, we don't have to worry about being distracted. We don't have to worry about being dismayed. We don't have to worry about the odds looking like they are stacked up against us. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Because though it appears, Lord, that the odds are stacked against us, Lord, oh God, the odds are always in our favor. Because greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. So, Lord, no matter how many may try to rise up against me, if I'm willing to stand for holiness, God, then greater is he that's in me. Those that are with me are more than those that are against me. Change our perspective, Lord. Still on that kick, Lord. I'm still on that message from Sunday. Give us a better perspective, Lord. Not that the glass is half empty, but, Lord, that the glass is half full. And, God, it can be back
because you are a God that provides, a God that meets needs. You are a God that makes ways out of no way. And so we say yes to your will even now, Lord, and we say yes to your way. Thank you for being such an awesome God, and thank you for a God that hears our pleas and hears our cries and hears our petitions. We can always cast our cares upon you because you care. You know you want the best for us in every area of our lives, in our relationships, in our finances, in our homes. You want what is best for each and every single one of us. Every area of our lives, not just here in church, but Lord, at home, you want the best for us. Not just at home and on our jobs, you want the best for us. Not just on our jobs, Lord, but when we're walking to and fro, you want what's best for us every single moment of the day. So Paul says, then what shall we say then to all these things that try to be up against us, that try to come and tear us down, tries to come and destroy us? What do we say then to those things? What we say is, if God be for us, then we don't have to worry about the things that come up against us. You spared not your own so that we might have a relationship with you. If you've already given us your best, what everything else you're going to give us cannot even be compared to what you've already blessed us with. But you have greater for us. You have even more for us. Our eyes haven't seen it. Our ears haven't heard it. It has entered into our hearts, Lord, but you have something greater in store for us. Show us your glory, God. Break through, oh God, into our lives, Lord. Break us out of our superficialness, Lord, our limited thinking, our limited thoughts, Lord. Break us out of those things that stop us from believing the great things that you have in store for us. We have not yet attained yet. We have not yet reached the pinnacle of our lives. Oh, God, you have something greater, a greater calling, a greater anointing, a greater work, God, a greater, closer walk with you, God. You have, God, something greater for each and every single one of us. So help us move forward into that greater. Greater anointing. Greater, God, speaking skills. Greater witnessing skills. Greater trust in you. God, greater speaking into the lives of others. Greater, oh God, touching and healing the sick. You have greater in store for us. Eyes haven't seen it yet, Lord, but your spirit tells us greater is ahead. Help us to believe you, oh God, today, as you break through in our lives and break through on our behalf in the name of Jesus. Before I end, Lord, I pray for little Bella Nova, or Nova Bella. I get it mixed up all the time. Thank you for allowing that baby to continue to grow. Lord, thank you for the growth in her life. Thank you for the growth in life of little baby Noelle Cork. Thank you for touching her body, Lord. And we pray for a successful surgery this upcoming week, I believe. Oh, God, that you would guide the hands of the physicians, Lord. Oh, God, as they try to put back together the thing that is broken in her body. You don't allow her to grow 8 pounds, Lord. Thank you, oh, God, for the miracle that you have allowed her to be. I pray, Lord, for those that are sick among us, I still pray for Miss Joanne. I believe she's just recently finished up her last chemotherapy surgery. Lord, I pray that you would strengthen her body and bind that cancer and don't allow it to return, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I speak healing over missionary Lysandra Miller, Lord, as she recovers from her surgery, Lord. Touch her right now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And if anyone else is sick among us, I speak healing. I speak deliverance. I speak freedom right now. I pray for my bishop, my pastor, Bishop Ted G. Thomas. Thank you for allowing him to celebrate 50 years of ministry, Lord, and his re-election to the general board, oh, God. We pray that you would continue to give him strength and give him long life, Lord, in the name of Jesus. that its latter days will be greater than its former in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, that the seeds that he has sown into the lives of people will come back to a harvest, come back to him in a harvest that he won't have enough room to receive it, Lord. He has planted seeds in many places, into many vineyards, oh, God. Oh, God, help him to reap what he has sown. Give him strength. Up in his body, God. Long life, Lord. Just to undergird him and to pray for him, to encourage him, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let your will be done in his life. We pray that you bless his family. We pray that you bless his churches, St. Stephen's Church of God in Christ and New Community Temple Church of God in Christ. We pray that you bless his jurisdiction, the Virginia First jurisdiction. But we pray that you bless the pastors of this great jurisdiction. Pastors of the great northern district, Lord, the ones that I minister with here in northern Virginia. I pray for Superintendent Tony H. Campbell, Pastor Eddie Pruitt, Pastor Floyd Hawkins, and Pastor Kenneth Hackett. Pray for Pastor Andy Cork and Pastor Ray Satterfield. I pray for Pastor Wayne Cream and Pastor William Cornett, Pastor Lawrence Clyette, Lord. I pray for each and every one of our ministries, Lord. Help us to take the city by storm. Oh, God, bind the spirit of idleness, bind the spirit of contentment, Lord. You come that we might be fulfilled in everything that we do, God. You call each and every one of us into ministry, oh, God, to be able to reach the masses, oh, God. Help us to take the city, Lord. I want to be able to take Dumfries, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, give us the ideas and the innovation, God. Spoken to me a couple of weeks ago that we may infect our communities. Lord, I want to infect this community of Dumfries and Triangle with Praise Center. Lord, I want to have ideas to be able to do outreach, Lord, to let people know and to put Praise Center on the hearts and the minds of these your people. You have a house, a church full of people out there waiting for me to offer them an opportunity to get infected by this ministry. Lord, help us, Lord. Help us, Lord, today. Give us the wisdom. Give us the knowledge. Give us the boldness to go, to compel them to come in the name of Jesus. I pray for Lady Olinda McCowan. I pray for Sister Diamond Starr. Pray for Brother Eric McCown, Sister Crystal McCown, little Aaron McCown. I pray for Mother Evelina Dean McCown. God, honor her sacrifice. Honor her commitment and her faithfulness to this ministry. Strengthen her body even now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for Missionary Myrna Howard and Missionary Lysandra Miller. Lord, I pray for Sister Connie Coulter and Brother Herbert Lee. Pray for Sister Deanne Graham and Brother Renix Graham, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray for Sister Monique, oh God, and I pray for those that have visited us, Lord, those that have become regular people around here, Sister, oh God, Angelique and her daughter, Danetta. Lord, I pray that you would give us the boldness to speak your word. The word withdraws. We need the word. We need to know that Jesus heals and delivers and sets free. Lord, help us not try to go after gimmicks. The Lord, give us what we need to reach the community at any cost. I'm reminded of the things that drew me to church as a young child. Lord, no, I didn't always want to go. But, Lord, every time I went to the church, there was something there exciting, something there fun, and something there that taught me the way of holiness and the way of righteousness. Lord, we've gotten away from those little things, oh, God, that grow the church, Lord. And so, God, give us the ideas. Open up our eyes and understanding, God. Oh, God, that we may be able to reach the world at any cost. I want to take the city, Lord. That's my plea. That's my cry. That's my desire. Lord, I pray for those partners that partner with us, that sow into this great ministry, Lord. Brother Carl Christopher and Brother Larry Brown. Brother Kenyatta Schamberger, Lord, and Sister Lisa Law. I thank you, God, that you place people on our hearts, Lord, that not only, Lord, are we reaching this community, but, Lord, we're reaching in areas, Lord, that are outside of our community. God, we were able to send a good token blessing, God, to those that were in Houston, oh God, to offset or to be able to help with the recovery and the assistance that the Church of God in Christ is doing in Houston. And not only that, Lord, we were able to bless, oh God, one family directly, oh God, and another church directly, Lord. You gave us that ability, God, because you've allowed people to sow into this great ministry, Lord. We're not sitting here hoarding the money. We're not sitting here trying to make our own pockets fat, Lord, but what we're taking, we're taking what you are giving us, oh God, and we're giving it out to those that are in need. And we only can do that, God, because you have allowed people, touch the hearts of people, that Praise Center is on their mind. God, I ask that you would continue to keep Praise Center on the minds of others as well, that they would sow into this great ministry, God, that we may be able to continue to do the work that you've called for us to do. Our numbers are not overwhelming. Our numbers are not great. But, Lord, I won't forsake the day of small beginnings. I won't forsake this day as you are shaping and molding us, God, into a great ministry, God. And I thank you that, Lord, what we have, Lord, we're content with. We're content, Lord, because you have equipped us, oh God, to do great ministry with the numbers that we have. Lord, we're feeding over 40 families per month, Lord, through our food pantry. Lord, we're about to start reaching children, God, with our computer center, Lord, but I need you to help me to find that technician, Lord, that can run that wire down from upstairs to downstairs. Lord, I keep having this desire, Lord, but I want to put it in a prayer, Lord. Give us the information that we need, God, to have someone come run that network line from upstairs to downstairs so that our computer lab can become active, Lord, in the name of Jesus. You didn't give us those 9 computers to sit there idle and collect dust, but you gave them to us for free so that we can be a blessing to this community. Lord, open up our eyes that we might see. And give us what we need, God, to open up this computer lounge. God, I want to open this week. Lord, I want that network drop, that person to come in and be able to run that line. I need it this week, Lord, so that we can open up this week. Bless everything that we put our hands to do in this church. Done for your glory. Bless your anointing, God. We have plenty enough space for people, but we don't have enough space for resources. Lord, our pantry is overflowing. Lord, our computer lab is packed to the brim with supplies and other things. Lord, we really need more space. It's amazing, God, that we don't have enough people to fill the sanctuary, Lord, but we still need more space. It's a God problem. So we put that into your hands. Thank you for being a provider. Thank you for making ways out of no way. Thank you, oh God, for being awesome to us. And thank you, God, that you've given us the desire not to just be satisfied with where we're at. Because I believe that greater is ahead for us, and I believe that you're going to do it and work it out for our good. So bless us as we go through the day, Lord. Put us in the heart of your hand and in the center of your wheel. Watch over us all day long. Lord, I pray for Sister Coulter. Excuse me, I pray for Sister Coulter, Lord. That you would comfort her and reassure her, Lord, as her due date nears. Watch over and keep her, Lord. Assure her that everything is going to be all right. She's your child, Lord, and you know just what she needs and more. So I pray that you would lead, guide, and direct her. Comfort her in the name of Jesus and bind these allergies that are raging in my body right now. Come, Lord, have your way in our hearts today. Come, Lord, and have your way in our minds today. Be glorified. Be magnified in us. Bless us today. Show us your glory, God. That's our desire. That's our prayer today. Show us your glory and have your way in us, Lord. In the mighty and matchless name of Jesus, we pray. And say, thank God. Amen and amen.